just as it relates to a little bit of raid. And again, we're learning the sugya of shtaris, and believe it or not, we just started it and we're already finishing it. But just to speak out, hoysafa, and really hashlama, to the raid that we spoke about yesterday, but it's also very yisoidi in terms of understanding shtaris. I think it's kedai to very, very briefly, for real, make a sikum on what we talked about yesterday, and then segue that into a very fundamental point, again, foundational raid, as it relates to ksubis, and specifically as it relates to the sugya of shtaris. So yesterday, we talked about the halacha of mipiyem v'loy mipiksam. It was very negeya gemara and daf chaf amad aleph. The way Rashi is mefarish the gemara. In fact, Rashi quoted divrei chazal, the rachmana amar, mipiyem v'loy mipiksam. And we said over from Rav Shmuel Yankiv, it's really mavur in the Rishonim, that there's two sugyas of Mipi and Valer Mipiksafim. There's the sugi in Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph and Perik Misha Achsu, and then there's the sugi in Yevamis Lamed Aleph, which is in Perik Arba Achim. The sugi in Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph discusses how Eidus needs to be conveyed. Mipiham Valer Mipiksafim. Eidim need to be standing in court, articulating, verbalizing their testimony. If they would write their Eidus Biksav, it wouldn't be okay. In Yevamis Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara is discussing a psul of mipiyem v'loy mipiksavim, where the edim are standing in court, articulating and verbalizing their edus. So what's that mipiyem v'loy mipiksavim? It's discussing edim that witnessed something, but forgot what they had witnessed. So how are they saying edus? Because they wrote it down. They wrote it dafka for this rainy day, in the event that they would forget it, and now they're testifying in court based on is what they have written down. Mipi Avalei Mipiksavim says that Bezdin needs to base their edus on what they know, on their yediyah, and it's not based on Ksavim, not based on something they wrote. So it's the same Lashon of Chazal. It's Mipi Avalei Mipiksavim. And you would think that they're related to each other. But at the same time, Loi Roi Zeh Keroi Zeh. In the words of the Nemukei Yosnef, it's a Drosha Achrina. It's not the same halacha. It's two different drashas. One is Koiveya, the way Eidus needs to be conveyed, and the other is Kaiveya, what Yediyah the Eid would have in order for him to be able to say Eidus. We spoke a little bit about the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in the Sugya in Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph, where Rashi said that you see from the Gemara, Mipiyem V'loy Mipiksavim, Eidim can't write Eidus and then hand it over to Bezdin. If that's the case, if a person would want to write his Eidos, stick it in the mail, and send it over to Bezin, that would not be okay. Why? It's a Mefurash Gemara. It's a Gemara Gittin. Daf Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam argued, and all the Rishonim, the Bali Tosfos said, they all heard this, Mipi Kotshoy Shel Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam used to be very makel when it came to this. He allowed Eidim to send their Eidos via mail. Aye, the Gemara says, Mipi and Veloy Mipiksavim. So Rabbeinu Tam said a Chiddush. He said that this that the Gemara says, that Eidos needs to be bepeh, all it means is that the Eid needs to be rotten. He has to be able to testify Baal Peh. But it doesn't mean that Bepoil he has to testify Baal Peh. Das heißt, just like in certain sugis and shas, we find this concept of Kolaroi Labila Ein Bila Ma'keves Boy. Abachol She'ein Roi Labila Bila Ma'keves Boy. The same is going to be true when it comes to this Indian. So as long as the Eid is able to testify in court, as long as he's someone that can walk into Bezin and he can say Eidos, so now he's a Roi Leheid. If he's a Roi Leheid, he's a Roi Labila Ein Bila Ma'keves Boy. Where's the Negei the Sugyan Gittin? Negei in Elaine. Someone that can talk. A Cherish Ein Medaber. Someone that can talk. He's Einoi Roi. The Chol She'einoi Roi Labila. Over there, Bila is going to be Ma'keves Bay. But we mentioned what Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv speaks out, and again, it's Mefurish in the Rishonim, that even though there's a Rabbeinu Tam, there's an asterisk in the sugya of Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph, but that Rabbeinu Tam has no makim in the sugya of Yevamis Daf Lamed Aleph. It's only as it relates to this din, that Hagodas Eidos can't be Biksav, that Rabbeinu Tam said it's only Lamute Ilem, but Kolaroi Labila and Bila Ma'keves Boy. But as it relates to remembering your Eidos, there's no makim for a Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and Avad at the end of the day, Rabbeinu Tam is going to hold of the Halacha Mipiyem V'loy Mipiksavim, he's going to hold of Halacha of Dafka Mipiyem V'loy Mipiksavim, and that's really the synopsis of what we spoke about in yesterday's daf. So what emerges is that there's a din mipi and v'loy mipiksavim. In fact, there's two dinim of mipi and v'loy mipiksavim. There's Gittin Ayin Aleph, and then there's Yevam Islamet Aleph. See, here's the question. How does a shtar work? We're learning the sugi of shtaris. What's Pashup Shad in a shtar? Reuven has a shtar that says that he loaned money to Shemek. He takes out the shtar, he did kiyum shtaris, he collects the money. Why? Because there's Eidim. Who are the Eidim? The Eidim that are signed on the shtar. Mi piyem v'loy mi piksavam. A get isha is a shtar. The shtar has Eidim. Rav Meir holds Eidim chasim ekarti masachtas getin. Mi piyem v'loy mi piksavam. Ho isha niknis bekesef shtar ubiyo. One of the three ways that a isha's niknis is with a shtar. A shtar needs Eidim. There's Eidim chasima. Mi piyem v'loy mi piksavam. Karka, the Mishnah says, in the first paragraph of Masechtas Kedushin, is niknes bekesef shtar v'chazaka. Shtar is a shtar kingin. It works midday rises. Learned that from Psukim. L'chayra, mi piyem v'loy mi piksavam. So what's Pashup Shan and Shtaris? How do you reconcile mi piyem v'loy mi piksavam and the parasha of Shtaris? The emes is, the kasha is not just on the Mipi and Veloimi Piksavam of the Sugya in Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph, but it's really a kasha also from the Sugya in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph. Why? Because the halacha is that if Reuven has a shtar that says that Shimon owes him money, Reuven walks into Bezin, he pulls out the shtar, it doesn't matter if the Edom are alive or if the Edom are not alive. In fact, it was Mefurish in the Gemara in yesterday's daf. Shnayim chsumen al ashtar umesu. So the halacha is that a shtar is kosher even if the Edom of the shtar die. If a woman has a get isha and the Ed dies, what, all of a sudden the shtar is bottle? Of course not. That means when Reuven walks into Bezdin and Reuven has a shtar, the Edom on the shtar are going to be able to somehow get Reuven whatever it is he wants, even though the Edim didn't just forget the Edis, they're not even alive to tell the story. So obviously you don't have the Mipiem of the Hagadas Edus on that level either. But the bottom line is that how do you understand the parish of Shtaris? If there's a din of Mipiem V'loy Mipiksavam, which says two things. It says that Edim can't write their Edus. It also says Edim have to remember their Edus. They can't get the Eidos machmas of something that's written. It has to be mitoich sukaran. So how do you understand Eidim shebeshtar? Number one, they sign their Eidos. Number two, the Eidim, when it comes to a shtar, don't have to remember the Eidos. They don't even have to be alive. So if that's the case, how does it reconcile with Allah mipi and v'loim pik salam? Demis is, you have to understand even more than that. Eidos has to be in Bezdin. You can't say Eidos chutz l'Bezdin. When we say Eidos by Mominis, by Davashe Be'erva, by Dine Nefashis, the Eidos needs to be administered in court. Shtar is not signed in court. So if it's not signed in court, how do you say Eidos in a shtar? What happened to the halacha that a shtar has to be in Bezdin? L'chura, the concept of shtaris b'muschur rishon is a very, very big chiddush. And really, the marumakim in yeshiva, to understand how shtaris works, it's not shockingly, it's a ktsois. The ktsois achoshin is in Simin Chofches, it's zivkot and vav. And the ktsois starts off, b'mesak l'shoinoi. He says, v'hine, b'zeh shachoytchen dinei mominis, b'edah shebishtar, matzonu arboshitis. In other words, the ktsois scanned all the rishonim in Shas. And the ktsois said that I was malakit, four different mahalchim in the Rishonim, how exactly you understand the concept of shtaris. And again, what's shver with shtaris? It would seem to violate many of the laws and many of the principles in Hilchas Eidos. So obviously we don't have time to go through the four different mahalchim in the Rishonim, but we'll just bullet point style, we'll mention all four. The first shita that the Ktzayis brings, he refers to as the shita of Rashi and the Balamar. Incidentally, all the Achroinim say they don't know where the Ktzayis found this Rashi. So one of the exercises in the Sugi of Shtaris is trying to hunt this Shitas Rashi that the Ktzayis refers to as the first of his four Shitas. But it's the Shita of Rashi and it's the Shita of the Baal Amar that say, the Halach is the only time you can write a Shtar, we have to mention this once in the Sugi of Shtaris, is if the Loifa, the one that's going to be Mischayev Al Yedei the Shtar, instructed the beneficiary of the Shtar to write the Shtar. So for example, in a Shtar Milva, the Loifa is the Mischayev. He's the one that's going to end up being the guilty party. He's going to be the one that's going to have to come up with money when the Shtar is brought into court. He would have to give Rishus for the Malva to write a Shtar and for the Edom to sign the shtar. But if he doesn't give Rishus, you can't write a shtar. It's what's known as Dasa Mischayev. The only time a shtar could be a kosher shtar is halacha l'maaseh, something all the Rishonim talk about in different contexts important. The sugi is in shtaris. Tais talks about it throughout our sugi. The only time you can have a shtar is midas hamischayv. So Rashi in the Baal HaMor said a chiddush that every time you have a shtar, being that the shtar was written midas hamischayv, when you look at the shtar, what you're seeing is the mischayv himself talking through the shtar and saying that I owe this person money. How do I know that? Because you can't sign a shtar and you can't write a shtar unless it was midas hamischayv. So when there's a shtar, for licked in the shtar is das hamischayv. So look to Baal HaMor and Rashi, you have to understand this, but it's not me pihem of the Edim, it's me pihem of the Mischayev. And as a result, it's not a problem of me pihem of a loy me peaks off him. The second shita that the Ktzais brings, the Ktzais refers to as the shita of the Ramban, the Lamdim say it's also the shita of the Rith, and that is that it's true. Shtar violates the halacha mipim v'loy mipiksavim. It would seem to violate the principles of Hilchos Eidos, but at the same time, there's a chiddush of shtaris. Eidim achsumen al shtar nasik mishenachri edusim bebezin. It's a chiddush. There's no question. But at the end of the day, whatever the hesber is, abe tzedah chiddush in shtaris. And because it's a chiddush of shtaris, it's for that reason it's going to be fine. The third sheet that the Ktzais brings is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Ktzais, Rabbeinu Tam holds that you could always write Eidos Piksav. So he says, really, the whole plea of Shtaris doesn't really start according to Rabbeinu Tam. Why not? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, you anyways can write it on a piece of paper. So the fact that it's Mipiyam V'loy Mipiksavam, that's not such a wonder. Because it's something you can always do, as long as it's Roy Labila and Bila Makevis boy. So the third Shita that the Ktzais brought was Rabbeinu Tam. And Revius, the fourth Shita, is the Shita Sarambam, which is Kedai to just read inside. The Rambam says, Din Torah, She'ein mekablin edus loy b'dinei mominis v'loy b'dinei nefashnis elo mipi ha'edim. Edus needs to be from the mouth of the edim. She'nem ral pi shnayim edim mipi v'loy miksav yadim. Avo midivrei soifrim, the Rabbanan said she'choit chen dinei mominis be'edus she'bishtar, that dinei mominis can be done b'shtar afal pi she'ein edim kayonim kidei shloy tin odalus b'fnei lavim. So again, the Rambam says it's a dim mipi v'loy miksav. Avo midivrei soifrim midi Rabbanan she'choit chen dinei mominis be'edus she'bishtar, that you can write in the Mominus Bishtar, Afal Pisha in Edom Kayam. But the key word is Midivrei Soifrim. So the fourth Shita said the Ktzais is the Shita Sarambam. The Rambam says that the whole concept of Shtaris, that it works, is Takanamidei Raisa, but the whole concept of Shtaris is only Midrabanan. So the Ktzais said, again, just read the words of the Ktzais. Vihine, Bozesha Choitchen Dine Mominus Beidisha Bishtar, Motzanu Arbo Shitas. Rashi in the Baal HaMor, it's not the ksav of the Edom, it's the ksav of the Mischayev, because every shtar has to be bedas ha-Mischayev. The sheet of the Ramban, it's a chiddush of shtaris. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the kasha doesn't start, because you're anyways always allowed to write your Edos. And then the Rambam that says that shtaris only works with the Rabbanan. So again, this is hard, and we're not going to go into this, but I think there's one piece that we have to speak out. And that is, Reb Shmuel Yaakov and Azoyis Liyakov says, that really, although this is an often quoted tzois, but at face value, the tzois is very, very tamur. In fact, the Ktzais is a plea in the Sgafa. Why? Let's just pick Rabbeinu Tam. The Ktzais is trying to understand how Shtaris works. What's the most obvious problem with Shtaris? Me pia, let me pick some of them. And here, every Shtar, the Edim, signed their name. This is a dim, me pia, let me pick some of them. So Zok, the Ktzais, the Rashi, the Baal HaMor went this way. The Ramban went that way. Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't start. Why? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're always allowed to sign. And it's something that you're always allowed to. Freight Rav Shmuel Yankiv, I hear. That's true. So as it relates to the Dim Mipiyam V'loy Mipiksavim, that's learned out from Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the kasha doesn't start. But what about the Halacha Mipiyam V'loy Mipiksavim that's learned out from Yevam Islam at Aleph? What about the fact that Eidus usually has to be in Beis Din? And over here, the Eidus is not in Beis Din. What's Rabbeinu Tam going to say for that? He's going to have to tell you there's a Chiddush of Shtaris, either like Rashi in the Baal HaMor, or he's going to tell you like the Ramban. But Vozok the choice that Rabbeinu Tam is a third Shita, as if to say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, I understand the Sugi of Shtaris. I understand the Sugi of Shtaris regarding that one Prat, that one Halacha, that Mipia V'loi Mipik Sama, that you have to say your Raiders, you can't write your Raiders. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, I understand that. Up in this Rabbeinu Tam, but what about all the other chidushim? That I'm not going to understand. So was zok the choice that according to Rabbeinu Tam, everything is so moving? What do you mean? The Rambam also, The Ksais had a fourth sheet of the sheet of Rambam. The Rambam most starts only the Rabbanim. The Ramban is masig on this Rambam. He asks the most obvious question in the world. Shtaris only work with the Rabbanim? What about Gerisha? What about a Shtar Kedushin? What about Karka that's linked to Bishtar? Of course that works with Deiraisa. So the Teretz that all the Lomdim, Uberoisham, Reb Chaim, Halevi al Rambam, they all say, Avada the Rambam knew there was a parish of Shtaris with Deiraisa. The Rambam must have been talking about certain Shtaris. Shtar Raya, Shtar Kinyan, whatever. Ayn Shom and Chedusha Ben Chaim, Halevi al Rambam. But the bottom line is, the Rambam knew there's a star that works with Deiraisa. So what's the sheet the revia? The end of the day, L'chayra, all the Rishonim are going to have no choice but to acknowledge that there's a Chiddush of Shtaris. How does it work? So there's two major Nuschos. But the Ksois didn't say that. The Ksois didn't say there's two. The Ksois said there's four. And in the words of Rabbi Shmuel Yankif, Divrei HaKsois HaChoshin, Tzrichin Iyun. It's Mamish Tzorich Iyun. That the Ksois had four Shittas in Shtaris. Not four Shittas. It's two Shittas. It's true. There's a Shittas Rabbeinu Tam that's going to be Miyashiv, one of the Kashas that you would have in Shtaris. I mean, so that Kasha is not Shver according to Rabbeinu Tam. But what about all the other Kashas? He's anyways going to have to come onto a Chiddush of Shtaris. The Rambam's Shtar Raya is not going to be a Kasha. But what about the Rambam Shtar Kedushin and Gittin and Kenyan? There he's also going to have to come on to a Chiddush of Shtaris. This is a long-winded way of saying there's a Chiddush of Shtaris. We have to walk away from the Sugya of Shtaris with at least that. And that is that even though we learn Hilchas Eidus and there's so many different dinim in Hilchas Eidus, it's kedai to know that Shtaris literally take all these different halachas and they obliterate them. And all the halachas do not apply. What's the pshat? Hopefully there'll be a pshat. But the bottom line is that really the marmakim and the makar, the haschal of this is the ksois and chav ches vav, and it's at the point is that at the end of the day, with all the dinim that you have in Eidus, but avada gevist, there's going to be some form of chiddush and shtaris. In one line, Eidus machsumen al ashtar, which means that as soon as the Edom sign on the star, it's as if they were in Bezdin. They weren't in Bezdin. I know, but it's Ke'ilu, right? Ke'ilu. Here's a surprising Ke'ilu. It's as if they stood in Bezdin. And there was already Jesus, that's where they could die. It doesn't matter. I mean, we wish them well, but it's fine from the Edus's perspective because it doesn't affect anything. It was already Nachgere Edusim Bebezdin. The Bezdin was set array. The Edus was set array. And it was set Balpeh with all the Hidurim and all the Pitchavkis. How that works is a good kasha. That's the choice. But Edom Achsumen Al Ashtar is Nasa Kenisha Nachgere Edusim Bebezdin. Let's take this one step further. A little lighter, but further. And that is, Rabbeinu Tam said that Edom can write their Eidus on a star, hit the send button, and through that they'd be able to say Eidus. Rashi and Chumash argued, the sheet of the Rishonim is not like Rabbeinu Tam. It's a discussion if the Rambam held like Rabbeinu Tam, Kesef Mishnah had a steers on Rambam and this halachma, but this is known as the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam held that you could send your Eidus via mail. The Nesivus and Simichav Ches cleared the festeshayim. He said, according to Rabbeinu Tam, when the Eidim write their Eidus, snail mail, 2 weeks later, it arrives in court. When did they say Eidus? Did they say Eidus when they wrote their Eidus? Or did they say Eidus when it arrives in court? Lamay Nafkimina said the Nesivus, Nafkimina would be if the Eidim died in between when they wrote their Eidus and when it arrived in court. Or Nishtatku, the Eid became an Elaim. Even Rabbeinu Tam holds that an Elaim is not Roy Labilos, and therefore Bilos Makavis boy. What would be the halacha there? Or another Nafkimina said, the Nesivus. What would be if they want to be Chayzer or Maggid? Let's say they wrote their Eidus, and now they start chasing the mailman. They're running after the FedEx truck. They're trying to catch it, and they want to bring it. Maybe it's too late. Kivan Shehigit Shuvani Chayzer or Maggid. At that point, it's not going to be okay. Zok, the Nesivus, it's poshut to me that simply writing your Eidus on a piece of paper is not going to constitute Eidus. And it's not going to be considered an Eidus until it arrives in court. And the Nesivus says it's so geschmack. He says, because even though there's a chiddush of shtaris that says that as soon as Eidim sign a shtar, it is Eidus. Eidim achsum an al shtar nasa kemishan achri Eidus and bebezen. That's a chiddush in shtaris. Why? Veisach nisht. But it's a chiddush in shtaris. And in a shtar, there's a special chiddush that as soon as Eidim signed the shtar, even if it never arrived in Bezdin, but it's nasa kemishan achri Eidus and bebezen. So about as soon as they signed the shtar, at that point, everything is going to be okay. But Rabbeinu Tam's shtar Or Rabbeinu Tam's Eidus that he said you could do Biksav is not Eidus Peshtar. It's a regular Eidus. If it's a regular Eidus, 1 second, you need to comply with all the dinim of Eidus, which means it has to be in Bezdin. So if it wasn't in Bezdin, Avad, it's not going to be in Eidus. So Zokdin Asivus is just such a clerkite that don't confuse Rabbeinu Tam and Gittin 9 Aleph with Shtoris. Shtaris is a chiddush that everybody agrees with. Even Rashi and Chumash, everyone's masking to something called shtaris. Eidem achsumen al ashtar is nasa kemisha nechkir eidusam bebezden. Rabbeinu Tam is not talking shtaris, which was Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv's aura, a shtickle on the k'tais. But he's not reading shtaris over here. What Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that when you don't have to say the eidus, you can write the eidus. But avada, that eidus is going to work with regular dina eidus. And if eidus has to be bebezin, this is also going to have to be in bezin. And the Nesiva says, the reason I'm making such an issue out of this, even though it's posha to me, mipnei she-ro'isi le'echad min ha'achroinim, umashma midvarav shaloi savarkein. And that's none other than the great Urim V'Tumim, Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz. He brings that the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis in here in Simchat Ches, he asks a Geshmak Akashi. He doesn't understand. Rabbi Tam said that you can write your Eidos. Fake Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, how could you write your Eidos? There's a halacha that you can't say Eidos unless you're in front of the Baal Din. So the Eidos has to be in the presence of the Baal Dinim. Otherwise, you're not allowed to say Eidos. So Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz said, I don't understand Rabbi Tam. He had this whole Eitza. They were Eidim that they weren't going to come to Bezin. So Rabbi Tam said, just write it, right? Practically speaking. He was making a big tikkun olam when he did this. So he said, just write the Eidus and send it, and they'll get here, and everything is going to be okay. Freit, Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, why is that okay? L'charit shouldn't work. Isn't there a din? It has to be in front of the Baal Din. Freit, the Nesivis. I understand Rabbi Yonis and it's Kasha. The Eidus is not when you write it. The Eidus is when it arrives in Bezdin. And when it arrives in Bezdin, Bezdin's going to open up the envelope. They're going to rip it open, and they're going to say, oh, here too, we start reading this legal document. They'll make sure the Baal Din is there, and it's going to come out that the Eidus was Bifnei Baal Din. So Freit, the Nesivis. I don't understand what bothered the Rebbe Rabbi Yonison. He said, Vice Dois, Rabbi Yonison Eibeshitz held that the Eidus Taka happens when you sign it. It's not when it's administered in court. He said, it's a very big chiddush. The only place you see such a chiddush is by Shtaris, als Eidem Achsumen al Ashtar. That's Nasa Kemishan Nachri Eidus and Bebezden. But what do you see in Rabbi Tam that would make you believe that because he allowed you to write the Eidus, that it should start being able to violate the basic halach in Eidus, which is that it has to be Bifnei Bezden? That's what the Nesiva speaks out right here in Simen Chav Ches. But just to end with two kashas in Rabbeinu Tam. So this sheet, this Rabbeinu Tam, is a gift to the world of Raid. It's something that the Achroinim in so many different places ask Geshmak and kashas. So speak out two kashas. One is a kasha we spoke about years ago, Ba'arichos, the Imbis Medrash Blei Chiddush. And the second is a kasha I saw from Shmuel Yankov. We're just speaking out the kasha. No Raid, just the kasha, and we're going to end abruptly. The first kasha is the Mechaz Chinuch's kasha. The Mechaz Chinuch, by the mitzvah of Leisana Bireyacha, H. Shaker, it's mitzvah Lamed Zayin, he asks a festakash. Everyone knows the Gemara Makis, Daf Beis Amid Beis, which is really commenting on the Mishnah and Makis, Daf Beis Amid Alf, Ketzer the Edom, Nasim Zayim Amin. So if two Edom would walk in the Bezim, and they with him, Eden Onabish Plainushu, Ben Garushu, Ben Chalutza, Ey, Noimim Yasizem, Ben Garushu, Ben Chalutza, Tachtav, Eloch, Loika Arbon. Right, this is an example of where you don't say Kashas Amid. So the Gemara, and that Beis Amid Beis discusses what's the makar that Edom Zoymimin should get Malkus. The Mishnah says they would get Malkus. Kenera, Malkus is a bona fide punishment for Edom Zoymimin. And this is the discussion in the Gemara. So the Gemara says that maybe the makar that Edom Zoymimin get Malkus is because it says in the Torah, Loisana Bereyachei Chaker. It's a Loisa, say, it's one of the Ten Commandments. So if somebody violates Loisana Bereyachei Chaker, so based on that, he should get Malkus. But the Gemara says it can't be. Why not? Because it's a lav she'im by Maisa, and you don't get Malkus for a lav she'im by Maisa. The Magid Mishnah, Ki Yodua, in Hilchas Schirus, Perek Yud Gimel Alochet Beis, has a very big chiddush. He says that even though the Gemara says you don't get Malkus for a lav shein by Maisa, it's only for a lav that you can't do Al Yedei Maisa. But any lav that a person could be over Al Yedei Maisa, or Shaloy Al Yedei Maisa, so over there, the Alochet is you can get Malkus, even on a lav shein by Maisa, meaning the Magid Mishnah is just defining what it means lav shein b'maisa. The definition of lav shein b'maisa is a lav that you can't do al yedei maisa. But any lav that you could do al yedei maisa, you could also not do al yedei maisa. So there the halacha is, you would get malchus. So the freik dem chaschinuch mitzvah lamed zayin. The Gemara says a malchus that pays on the base that loisana bereyache et shaker is a lav shein b'maisa. Why? Presumably because how do you say eidus? Prepare. And because you say eidus prepare, it's shaloy al yedei maisa, so it's your quintessential, prototypical That a person could say Eidos Biksav also. Why could he say Eidos Biksav? Because Kolaroi Labila Ein Bila Makeves Boy. So it should come out then that really you could say Eidos Biksav. And if you could say Eidos Biksav, then it's Shaykh to be over Loisana Bereyach Eid Shaka B'maisa. A person is going to do what Rabbeinu Tam allowed him to do, but he's going to do it L'Sheker. So it's going to come out he was over Loisana Bereyach Eid Shaka and he was over with a Maisa. If he was over with a Maisa, so it comes out Loisana Bereyach Eid Shaka is not a Lav She'im by Maisa, because the definition of the Magen Mishnah of a lav she'im by Maisa is a lav that you can't do all your day Maisa. But if Vifl you could do it all your day Maisa, it's not a lav she'im by Maisa. It's the freak in Chas Chinuch that he doesn't understand. Loi san b'riach et shaker makis da beis is your classic example of a lav she'im by Maisa. Hotenach loit Rashi and Chimish. According to Rabbeinu Tam, why isn't it a lav she'im by Maisa? The emesis, this kasha predated the Minchas Chinuch, the Shoyl in Shoyl Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda Erechayim Madur Tinyano Simen. I involve. He asked three kashas on the Magen Mishnah. Right, so this kashas is a festa kasha because it crosses over two major shitas. The famous shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the famous shita of the Magen Mishnah. So the Shoyl over there asked three kashas to the Noid of Yehuda on the Magen Mishnah. And the third kasha that he asked on the Magen Mishnah was from Rabbeinu Tam. We're going the other way now. We're not learning the Magen Mishnah. We're learning the Rabbeinu Tam. But the bottom line is, this is the kasha that the Shoyl asked the Noid of Yehuda. If you just said a teretz, this is the question that the Shoyl asked the Noid of Yehuda. It's also the Mechas Chinas kasha in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin. This is the first question. The second and the final question is a kasha that I saw in the Zeus Liakiv from Agoy Nagodol, Reb Shmuel Yankiv, and that is a festa kasha from a Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Masechta Sanhedrin, and the Mishnah is on Daf Nun Vavam and Aleph. So the Mishnah over there is discussing a Megadev. A Megadev is someone that's Mevorech Es Hashem, euphemistically speaking. So he says a klolo and he directs it at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If someone does that, schayv misa is schayv skila. How does the person get skila? Edom would have to walk into court and they would have to testify. They would have to say what they heard. The Mishnah says that when the Edom would walk into Bezdin and they would tell Bezdin what they heard, they wouldn't say what they really heard. Because saying what they heard would involve being mevarech es Hashem, being megadev, and that's not something we want should be repeated. So what they would do is they would say over what they heard, but they would use a kinoi. So instead of saying the Shem Hashem, they would use a kinoi. So the Mishnah says as follows. This is what happened until the Gemara Din. B'chol yoy, every day of the trial, donen eso edem b'kinoi. Yake yoyis nis yoyisi. Nigmar din, but when it came to the Gemara Din, lo yhargim b'kinoi. Then a kinoi wasn't going to be enough. The edem, at the end of the day, literally, we're going to have to testify, and they were going to have to say exactly what they heard. So how did they do this? So it was done, literally, bereses ubezeya. It was done with a tremendous amount of yira. Moitzin kol adam l'chutz. They would ask everybody to leave the room. Shoylen es ha-gadol sheminehem. They would call the eldest, the most chashev of the edim, v'oymelein, they would tell him, emor mashe shamata beferish. I want you to tell us exactly what it is you heard. For who oymen, he would say what he heard. V'adayonim oymen ha-ragleim. Dayonim would stand. V'koyrin, they would rise kriya. V'loy ma'achin, they were never allowed to mend that beggar that they tore. V'asheni oymer, the other aide had to hear this, and he would say, Afani kamayu, I heard the same thing. V'ashlishi oymer, Afani kamayu, gamani mitzdarif. I heard the same thing, and that's what happened. So at the end, when it came to the Gemara Din, they had no choice, but someone was going to have to utter what we don't want uttered, but someone was going to have to say. So they had the Gadol Shebehen. Everybody left the room. Only the Dayanim are there. They're standing there. Ice Kriya. Kariv Alei Ma'achim, which is the most Chomer type of Kriya. And this is what happened. But at the end of the day, somebody was going to have to say, Fate Rav Shmuel Yankiv, I don't understand. I have an Eitzah. Why couldn't the Edom write it? Edom are allowed to say Edos Miksav. Let them write it. And you know what I'm going to fadin? He says, the Mechas Chinuch says in Mitzvahayin, that if somebody's Mevorech Hashem, it's not considered a Birchas Hashem. So loit the Mechas Chinuch, that you're not a Megadif if you're Mevorech as Hashem B'Ksav. So I don't understand what the problem was. Let them write the Eitzah Bishlam. Like Rashi and Chumash, it's not an Eitzah. A Beloit Rabbeinu Tam, why couldn't they write it? So Shmuel Yankiv said, that V'li Nira, this is a Raya Nifla to the Sheet of the Mardchai. The Mardchai has a shita, a chiddush. V'kama kumas in nishtabru to be mevar this chiddush. The Mardchai has a chiddush that even though Rabbeinu Tam said that you can write edus, but it only works for dinei mominus and for your classic issa v'heter. But for dinei nefashis, even Rabbeinu Tam, this is the Rishonim who had mesayra from Rabbeinu Tam. So the Mardchai said Rabbeinu Tam was never matter by dinei nefashis. He was only matter by dinei mominus and by dinei issa v'heter. Said Reb Shmuel Yankiv, maybe this kasha is a raya gedoyla to the chiddush of the Mardchai.